A lot of great events, and one of the big fall events is the 30th annual Apple Harvest Day in downtown Dover, put on by the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce. Lots of exciting things going on in the city of Dover, and we bring in Margaret Joyce, who's the president of the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce, and Hope Anderson, who's the community events manager from the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce, and we talk a little bit about Apple Harvest Day. Margaret, good to see you. Welcome to the program.
Good to see you, Mike. Thanks for having us today.
And Hope, nice to meet you in your new position as the community events manager. How's that going so far?
It's going really well. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
So Apple Harvest Day, 38 years. And, you know, I remember the very first one because I was around here for the first one. And people were not sure if it was going to last or if it was going to be a yearly thing or not. And look how it's grown. I mean, yeah, you even went virtual with things over COVID, and you've come out of COVID shining brightly, and things are looking good in person again in 2022, looking really good today for this Saturday.
It really is. And as you said, it has grown over the years. In 38 years, it started as a little small festival on Orchard Street, and now we take over pretty much all of downtown with about 300 vendors. We've got the Apple Harvest Day 5K road race coming up. We've got maybe 50,000 of our closest friends coming to Apple Harvest Day this year, and the weather looks good.
I love how she says that, Hope. 50,000 of our favorite friends coming by.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Has this been fun for you putting this together as well?
It has been fun. I've learned so much. I've gotten to talk to a lot of the vendors, and I'm having a great time putting it together.
Yeah, this is something that, you know, you talk about a lot of fall events, and there are some fall events, but I don't think there's any bigger fall event than Apple Harvest Day in Dover as far as the immediate seacoast of New Hampshire and Southern Maine, or maybe all across the state. I mean, there are some pumpkin festivals going on, but nothing the size of Apple Harvest Day, which closes off the entire downtown corridor on Central Avenue in Dover. It's amazing.
It really is, and there's a lot of moving parts. We're very grateful to all of our partners, First Seacoast Bank for underwriting, but truly the city of Dover is an incredible partner of this, because we couldn't do it without the police, the public works department, the fire department, who helped make all of this possible. And of course, the great people of Dover, because we're taking over their city, the downtown merchants, putting up vendors in front of their store. But many of them report that they have a great day on Apple Harvest Day because we're bringing them customers, which is good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, that's part of the chamber's mission, I guess, is to invigorate business, not only in the downtown Dover section or the downtown areas, but all across the city itself. But this obviously features the central core of businesses in the city of Dover, and that is the downtown area, up and down the Central Avenue corridor there. And I would imagine the merchants are very pleased with what happens with this particular event, because it does bring in literally tens of thousands of people outside of the city as well. This has become an event, you know, that people put on their calendar every fall. They know it's the first Saturday in October, whether it's October 1, 2, or through 7, it doesn't really matter. But this year it's October 1. It's early. And it's an event that people rely on, come to the city of Dover. And, of course, it's a great tourist bringing event to the people and businesses.
It definitely does. It puts the spotlight on Dover every year at this time of year.
I agree, yeah.
And I think we put on a pretty good show. It's a very strong festival. We have two music stages. And you mentioned the downtown merchants, but anybody can have a space at Apple Harvest Day. So even if you're not in the downtown corridor, we bring in vendors from all over the place. They come from all over New England, Hope, I would say, this year, from as far away as...
They do. I've seen New York this year, a lot of Maine and Massachusetts. We even have a couple of vendors that come up from Florida.
Really?
For this event. They do. They stop by to see the fall foliage and figure, hey, we might as well have a booth at the festival while we're here.
Well, that says a lot about the fact that Apple Harvest Day has created this reputation and has created this, you know, event to be at, you know, whether it's to promote your business or just to be a part of it. And, you know, there's no bigger family-friendly event than Apple Harvest Day. I mean, this is a huge family-friendly event. All great stuff, great music, great entertainment stages, and the vendors are wonderful. 300 vendors, you said you got this year?
Yeah, we're maxed out. We've got a waiting list. If somebody wanted to call today and say, can I have a booth, the answer would be no.
That's amazing.
We're
That's
maxed
amazing.
Out.
Let's talk about some of the new things in 2022 for Apple Harvest Day, Hope.
We do. This year, we're implementing a family respite area that's sponsored by the Rotary Club of Dover. We're partnering with 21 Senses for people with sensory overload. They need a break from the festival, and they can go to this quiet space, go in a teepee tent, and this will also include a space for families to take care of their children and just kind of take a break from the festival.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Now, let's give our listeners the details on this and the website they can go to find out more information and to see pictures if they've never been there before. I love that picture that we've always seen of that that top of Central Avenue going downtown to Washington Street there. And it's just amazing, just the throngs of people. It's like, where's the street? There's no street. It's closed. It's closed for that Saturday. And I never thought it would get that big. And I think maybe some of the original organizers way before us, Margaret, you know, we never thought it would get that big, but it's become this tradition. And this is such a great thing for the city and for the people of the Seacoast as well. And for people all over New Hampshire and Southern Maine. And people do make it a stop. And that's what's really cool about it, I think.
They really do. I've talked to people at the festival, just starting to have a conversation. Where are you coming from? Indiana, Westford, because they're up for the foliage, but they want to do things while they're here. So people come back every year and put this on their calendar. But then new people, while they're researching their trip to New Hampshire to, you know, look at the leaves, they say, well, what can we do while we're here? Well, this sounds cool. And then they come, and it is pretty cool.
Yeah, we're speaking to Margaret Joyce, who's president of the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce, and Hope Anderson, the new community events manager. We're talking about the 38th annual Apple Harvest Day. So let's give our listeners the actual facts and figures. It's this Saturday. What are the times?
9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but the road race kicks off at 8:30, and you can still register for that. That will kick off promptly at 8:30. After that, we have our hard cider tent that will be open till noon. That's with North Country Cider. There's also an electric vehicle show this year. You asked about what's new. That will be taking over St. Thomas Street after the race clears out. And we also have, we didn't mention, Hope, the Poland Spring Hydration Station is coming this year.
So interesting. You can fill up your, that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So the Poland Spring Hydration Station is coming. They have a truck that's going to take up 3 vendor booths, and they're going to give out 500 reusable water bottles to the first customers.
Nice.
And they will have a touchless water fill-up station that festival goers can stop by and get rehydrated.
Sounds good. Sounds good. The weather does look good. I was peeking at the forecast. It looks like a really dry weather pattern right through Saturday and Sunday, which I think you'll have no problem with the weather Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful fall day, I think, for Saturday, October 1, as we bring in the 10th month of the year.
Yeah, and nice temperatures, too. It looks to be high 60s, which would be perfect. Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah, just right, just right.
It's sweater weather, as they say.
Sweater or sweatshirt weather. It's fall in New England, and why not? Why not? So is there a specific website that people can find out more about it, look at some of the pictures and see what was going on in the past?
Yes, and you can find the full schedule, the entertainment lineup, the shuttle information at dovernh.org/AHD. You can also click to see what vendors will be here this year. And again, don't forget to register for the road race. There's still time.
All right, so they can register for the road race online till what time? Because I know there's a cutoff point.
This Wednesday at noon, we'll be cutting it off, but you can still show up in person and we'll get you signed up.
All right. And the race starts Saturday morning at 8:30. And if people want to register on the day of, they'll start at what time? Around 7?
7:30, I think, is a good time, yeah, for people to show up.
All right. Sounds good. A lot of excitement in the city of Dover. I know it's a lot of planning. I don't know when you start this, but I know it's a lot of work, and it's always a huge success, and it's been a great, great thrill to see this particular festival grow as one of the premier fall events in the area. Margaret, good to talk to you, and Hope, good to see you as well. Congratulations on another successful year. 38th Annual Apple Harvest Day coming to the city of Dover this Saturday. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks,
Mike. Thank you.